Chapter 5. Chance, Paint, Bondage, and Teasing. I didn't know you painted, Shiro commented, settling down on the bed. He was surrounded by more pillows than he was usually comfortable with. They served little to no functional need, and they had to be removed to go to sleep. What sense did that make? Nodding, Lance settled back in his chair. He had a big sketch pad of paper with him, nearly as big as his chest, and a handful of tubes, all in bright colors. A little bit, he admitted. It was a hobby, and one I let fall to the wayside. Getting supplies in the garrison was a pain, never mind in space. Shiro smiled back, trying to get himself comfortable. His bare skin rubbed against the silky fabrics, as he tried to find a pose he could both keep for an hour and that would be interesting to draw. When Lance had brought it up, Shiro had thought he was joking. It was just the setup to a "draw me like one of your French girls" crack, or something like that. Except then Lance had eagerly talked about colors and figure drawing classes, and Shiro had been glad he'd kept his mouth shut. Keith used to say the same thing, Shiro replied. Mostly he used a pen and a pad of paper, but it definitely annoyed him some days that he couldn't get any other supplies. Pausing, Lance glanced up. Keith draws? Shiro nodded, a little rueful. I probably shouldn't have said that. Expression flat, Lance shook his head and slumped back in the chair. He's good, isn't he? Well, I'm no art teacher, Shiro replied. If it's not made to be on graph paper, I can't possibly draw it. But I think he's good. Lance brought the sketch pad up to his face, lightly smacking himself in the forehead with it.
Of course he is!
I really shouldn't have said anything, Shiro replied. Maybe you two can talk about it? Have something in common other than Voltron?
Not argue, please.
There was a muffled groan behind the pad. Then Lance dropped it. Yeah, I guess I could. This one's not so bad. Art was a hobby, not anything I was passionate about. I can live with Keith being better at it than me. Just, you know, of course. Shiro shrugged. Keith is good at the things he cares about, because he throws himself into it. He doesn't have hobbies. Not really.
That makes a gross amount of sense, Lance admitted. You comfy yet?
Right. Shiro spread his legs further, so he could rest his knees on a pillow each and still have them splayed in interesting directions. He draped one arm over his stomach and one over the headboard. Then paused. Yeah, that was a little traumatic. Both on his stomach? No, that was boring. And a little stiff. Okay, Shiro was no model, no matter how pretty he'd been accused of being in the past. Anything you want me to do with these? Shiro asked, holding both up limply. Lance laughed and set the pad aside. Actually, I do have an idea. Mind if I use some props? Brows up, Shiro shrugged. Go for it. You're the artist. Silly as this whole situation was. Lance picked up his bag and walked over, digging through it. He rummaged, then pulled out a line of what looked like lace ribbon with a gleeful noise. Ta-da! Congrats, Shiro replied. He valiantly resisted the urge to hum the item found noise from the Zelda series. Knowing Lance's interest in retro gaming, he'd appreciate it. But right now, Shiro was naked on a bed with too many decorative pillows and silky white sheets, draped ridiculously, while Lance was fully clothed and comfortable. He didn't want to get into a discussion about Zelda at the moment. Hold your arms together, Lance demonstrated, pressing his forearms flush against each other. Shiro copied the move and held them up for Lance to see. Like that? Grinning, Lance nodded. Perfect. Then he started to twine the lace around Shiro's arms. Maybe it should have been discomforting to be tied up, especially after the disaster with Allura so recently. But it was impossible to feel threatened by silly scraps of lace. Shiro could sneeze and accidentally rip this. Okay, up.
Shiro lifted his arms over his head and felt Lance tugging on the lace strands again. When he looked up, he saw he was tied to the top of the headboard with a dramatic bow. It would be just as easy to break or unwind as the rest of the lace. Shifting again to get comfortable, Shiro let out a quiet laugh. Well, now I feel decorative. Good. Lance leaned down to give him a gentle peck. That's the idea. Now, stay like this, okay? I'll be very upset with you if you break my lace. It's super crazy important ribbon from the planet Big Fancy Allies. Shiro rolled his eyes, but he grinned. I could never insult our friends on planet Big Fancy Allies in such a way. Don't you worry. That's my boy. Okay, disadvantages of being on display. Lance could tell exactly what that comment did to Shiro. Grinning, Lance gave him another quick peck. Like this, okay? No matter what, I just need to do one more thing. Lance climbed onto the bed and straddled Shiro's thighs, looking him over thoughtfully. Then he pulled out a bottle of paint, turned it upside down, and squirted it onto Shiro's stomach. Cold! Shiro's stomach muscles jolted, and he nearly tugged his arms back down automatically. Only the slight resistance of the lace reminded him to stop in time. Lance, why? Does such a big splotch of purple on my chest add something to the painting? Lance smiled at him, fluttering his lashes. I'm doing the painting right now. Wait. Thinking back, Shiro tried to remember if Lance had ever said he'd actually be doing a painting of Shiro. No, he'd said he wanted to practice painting, and that Shiro would look lovely splayed out and posed. Would he like to help? Damn it. You sneaky bastard. Lance just laughed and leaned down again. You let yourself be convinced, he accused cheerfully. It was easy. Come on, don't you think it'll be fun? Letting his head thump back against the headboard, Shiro gave a wry smile. I didn't say that. Good. Lance ran his hands through the mess on Shiro's chest, spreading it widely. Once he was content with that, he took the blue paint and squeezed that on next. Watching Lance's fingers dig furrows in the thick paint, Shiro tilted his head. Is there an end game to this? He asked carefully. What does this accomplish? Looking up at him, expression completely flat, Lance tweaked a blue-painted nipple. Any more questions? He asked, voice dry. Clenching his thighs together, Shiro took a deep breath. No, I got it. He worked his fingers above his head, clenching and unclenching them as he worked not to move. Lance went back to work, and really, it was more like finger painting than anything serious. He traced his fingers up Shiro's chest and then back down, nails cleaning the paint out from under. It made Shiro's chest look striped, blue-purple streaks crossed by pale skin. The longer Lance only played, the more Shiro was aware of his own skin and the points of contact between them. Lance's jeans scraped over his inner thighs and hips, rough compared to the silky sheets and pillows below him. The contrast made him squirm, which only made the sensation stronger. Already there were paint splatters under him and around him, but soon there were going to be other stains between his thighs. Careful, Lance teased, leaning in to nip over Shiro's jaw. He arched at the slight pain, shoving up into Lance's hands, then getting pushed back down for his trouble. Remember your promise. Right. Don't break the lace. God, but he wanted to. Whining, Shiro gasped as Lance added another squeeze of paint, this time in yellow. It mixed oddly with the already present colors. In some places a vibrant green, in others a dull gray-brown color. Is it okay if I get paint other places? Lance asked, voice quiet. He didn't look up, still concentrating on the abstract play of color over Shiro's stomach and chest. Considering, Shiro licked his lips. Okay, he finally replied. Just not on my face. There was a decent chance something thick and wet splattering on his face would cause a bad reaction. But mostly Shiro just didn't want paint in his eyes. cool. Lance flashed him a smile, then reached up and back, running his blue and yellow and green-streaked fingers through the buzzed hair right behind his ears. Shiro had hoped Lance meant paint on his thighs or cock. Even more, hopefully, his ass. Not his hair. But before he could protest, it was going to take forever to wash this all out. Lance rubbed his fingers against the grain of Shiro's hair, all the way up to his bangs. It felt nice, drawing out a noise so deep and long it sounded like a purr. Lance smiled down at him, reaching up to idly scratch his nose. It left a splotch of paint behind. "You look good like that. Maybe you should dye your hair. Voltron-themed."
"How about I don't do that?" Shiro said. "The white bangs look silly enough."
"They're cool," Lance shot back. "It's distinguishing." Shiro crinkled his nose.
I think it makes me look older. The scar, too. Besides, I was never into dyeing my hair to be rebellious.
Shrugging, Lance ran his fingers through the mess of paint again, then placed the tips of his fingers along Shiro's jaw. "Fine. You're too coherent anyway." With that, he scraped his nails down, leaving multicolored stripes along the line of Shiro's neck. Shiro keened and leaned his head back, giving Lance full access. He ached to be kissed there, licked and sucked and marked, but that was probably out of the picture so long as he was covered in paint.
"Lance," he murmured, tone slurring.
Above his head, his hands worked and his arms tightened, pushing back against the need to touch.
"Yes?" Lance asked, head tilted as he grinned. "Did you need something?"
Grinding his teeth, Shiro bucked his hips, making Lance jolt.
"Yes."
Lance laughed and curled his hands around Shiro's hips, leaving colorful handprints that dipped down to dig into Shiro's ass.
"You're not being very clear. You should use your words."
"Lance, quit teasing."
Shiro narrowed his eyes at him.
"Were you really planning on spending the whole time slathering me with paint?"
Bottom lip jutting out, Lance ducked his head.
"You said you would let me practice on you. Are you taking that back?"
"I didn't mean literally on,"
Shiro grumbled. But he did still, though his stomach muscles remained taut. Humming, Lance pulled Shiro's ass cheeks apart, exposing his hole to the open air. His slick dripped out and down his thighs, joining the spots of color on the sheets.
"I guess I could move on to the next part," he finally allowed. "Turn over?"
"Oh, thank... wait."
Shiro looked up at his wrists, still loosely bound, then back at Lance, who beamed.
"Okay, that was actually a challenge."
Pulling his legs back, Shiro pushed up onto his heels, arching until only they and his shoulders took any weight. When Lance obligingly rolled off, Shiro lifted one leg up and over, just barely managing not to kick him in the process. Once there, he twisted over, starting with his legs and slowly flipping his hips onto one shoulder and then carefully over. He couldn't let himself flop at all or make uncontrolled movements. That would snap the lace from sheer force. Finally, he twisted his wrists around, then fell the rest of the way over. Shiro let out a sigh of relief into the pillows, despite the strong smell of paint. Success.
"God, I love watching you move. Every glorious inch of muscle."
Lance smacked both his hands down playfully on either side of Shiro's ass cheeks. Yelping, Shiro jolted forward instead of back, which was the only thing that kept him from ripping the ribbon right there. Oops. Without waiting for a reply, Lance slid his hands between Shiro's legs, spreading them nearly as wide as they would go. Then he took one of the pillows and shoved it under his hips, helping to raise him up.
"There we go,"
he murmured, thick and satisfied. "One second." There was a long pause while Shiro waited for Lance to do something. And he didn't. He tried to glance back, but couldn't without moving his arms out of the way.
"What are you doing?"
"Taking pictures,"
Lance replied cheerfully,
You're all disheveled and spread out, and there's paint all over your hair and shoulders and ass. Some of my favorite parts.
Shiro let out a chuckle. Glad to know you're picking my appearance apart into pieces.
Oh, come on, let me have my fun.
Lance suddenly touched his inner thighs again, smearing. The dripping juices thinned the paint.
Good thing this is all non-toxic.
I would hope it is, since you're spreading it all over me.
Lance laughed. Little late now, huh? All right.
He shifted, putting the phone away properly. Ready for the next step? Nodding, Shiro let out a groan. Finally, yes, I absolutely, His words melted into a pleased shout as Lance grabbed his hips, yanked them up another inch, and sank in with one hard thrust. Shiro was utterly frozen, mouth open and saliva seeping out. Eyes rolled back into his head as his breath caught in his throat. Rolling his hips, Lance paused.
You okay there?
Fighting to take a deep breath, Shiro rocked. Fucking move.
Well, all right then.
With that, Lance started to pound him. Shiro had to grip the headboard tightly, or else the sheer force of the rocking would have snapped the delicate lace. And that meant he could do nothing but take the fucking as Lance drove into him over and over. Pressing his face into the silky pillows, Shiro whimpered and clenched around him, gratified when Lance scraped his nails down Shiro's sides in return.
Fuck, I can't.
Each time he was shoved forward, it rubbed just the head of his cock through the silky material of the pillow, and the teasing sensation was making him lose his mind. Lance bucked up at just the right angle to pass both of Shiro's glands, making him seep wetly with each thrust.
Can't what, baby?
He asked, tone teasingly gentle.
Need my help with something?
Fuck, Shiro groaned. Yes, Lance, please. He needed to be lowered so he could get enough friction. Humming, Lance paused.
Okay.
With that, he shoved Shiro down into the bed and continued to fuck him. His hips smacked into Shiro's ass, hard enough to make an audible smacking noise. One hand held his hips down in place, and the other splayed over the center of his back, right below his neck. It was hot and wet, fingers digging in as he was forcibly ground against the bed with the force of Lance's thrusts. Shiro gripped hard and he couldn't move. If he moved his arms, he'd lose. It was too much. One extra thing to think about. The lace scraping the skin of his left arm and hand as Shiro finally overloaded and came. The orgasm hit like a punch to the stomach. Shiro curled up against it, feeling Lance unload inside of him and add to the dripping mess. As soon as he was done, Lance pulled on Shiro's hips, flipping him over. Taking hold of his jaw, Lance yanked him up for a kiss. Opening his mouth, Shiro could do little more than lap into Lance's mouth. His mouth was pliant and wet under Lance's insistent press, and his eyes still wouldn't focus. Vaguely, he realized his legs were still shivering from the aftershocks. As he tried to catch his breath, Lance's hand wrapped around Shiro's cock, smearing cum and paint together as he gently milked him.
Fuck,
Shiro let out, throaty and pitched high. His head fell back limply, mouth open, wet.
Hey, Shiro,
Lance murmured, voice soft.
Mm-hmm.
Shiro cracked his eyes back open and offered a smile back, if dazed.
I'm here.
You broke your lace.
What?
Oh. Looking down, not up, at the scraps of lace around his wrists, Shiro winced.
Oh. Whoops.
I think, Lance continued, voice smug. He continued to pump, now pointedly, that you need to be taught a lesson. He dug into his bag with his other hand and pulled out a cock ring. He'd been prepared for this, expecting it even. Of course this had been a trap from the beginning. Shiro grinned back.
Bring it on.